One of South America's most populous countries, Argentina, is back down at the bottom of the economic roller coaster. Argentina's defaulted on its loans for the second time in 13 years. Attempts to broker a deal with creditors fell through. A US court has ordered interest payments to hedge funds, which bought up cheap debt after Argentina's big default in 2001. The country now faces higher interest rates and a further slowdown. Business reporter Sue Lannan has more.
Argentinians are angry and they blame hedge funds for the country's failure to pay interest on its loans. Argentina's economy minister, Axel Kicillof.
What was the offer that the Argentine government presented? It was to accept the same terms as the creditors in 2005 and 2010. With this, they would be getting 300% profit. This offer would be legal for Argentina and would not break any contracts that we have signed. But it was not accepted by the vulture funds because obviously they want more.
Negotiations to find a debt deal between Argentina and its holdout creditors stalled after 2 days of talks in New York. The holdouts are hedge funds, which bought cheap debt after Argentina defaulted on $95 billion worth of loans in 2001. They won a ruling against Argentina in the US Supreme Court. Farah Bosmashirian is Professor of Finance at the University of New South Wales.
Some of these hedge funds took the risk and they bought the basically bonds which didn't have much value in 2001 up to 2005, assuming that Argentinian economy will recover and hence the value of these bonds will increase. And I think they've basically been successful in their bet. So I think we can't simply blame, I think, some of these hedge funds. That's the way in which they operate.
Global credit ratings agency Standard & Poor's says the country is in default after a more than $500 million payment to other bondholders was frozen by the Supreme Court. The judge said the hedge funds had to be paid before anyone else. Farah Bosmashirian says that's the problem.
The amount is substantial, $1.5 billion, when the entire loan that Argentina has in this category is about $29 billion. These hedge funds basically forming only 7% of the entire debt of Argentina. So Argentina is keen to negotiate and get bigger discount. And secondly, I think the commitment that they have for economic growth, they don't want to give away their foreign reserves, knowing that they need to invest more internally and stimulate economy.
But Argentinians have rallied behind President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner against the so-called vulture funds.
I'm not worried because I trust in my president. So I know she's going to look a solution for us.
Argentina now technically owes its creditors $29 billion, the equivalent of its foreign currency reserves. Farah Bosmashirian says that could mean higher interest rates and a worsening of the recession.
There is no question that if there is a default, Argentinians' economy will almost go backward. They are already in recession. Inflation will substantially increase. Exchange rate will devalue substantially. There will be less foreign capital and less foreign companies willing to invest in Argentina. And also the psychological image of Argentina and Argentinian people in the world may not necessarily be very positive over time.
Professor of Finance at the University of New South Wales, Farah Bosmashirian with Sue Lannan.